Okay, I guess to wrap it up, as I said, this tape is going to be at the library over, 100 years from now. It'll still be here. So if there's anything we've missed or just anything you'd like to say for posterity, feel free.
Well, the most only thing that I would like to say and what I experienced, and I found out that the most important thing of all is you have to love people, you have to love yourself, you have to have respect for people, you have to have respect for yourself, you have to love your job and love your family, you have to be a family man. And I always says, this has always been my motto. I had 5 kids, those were my kids, nobody else's kids. I had to raise my kids and take care of my kids no matter what it took. And I experienced it. And today, I got 5 kids that have never been in trouble. I got 5 kids that respect. I got 5 kids, they all got good jobs. All the kids got good jobs. All the kids are very respectable. None of my kids have been in trouble with the law or nobody. And when I stop and think about it, I am one proud man in the state of Connecticut.
Yeah. I look around the room here. You say, how many grandchildren did you say?
I have 12 grandchildren. And I'm teaching my grandchildren the same thing. And we attend. And the most thing is, I'm happy that I got my kids into church. And we belong to, at my church, Prayer Tabernacle Church, on the east side of Bridgeport. I got all my kids in the church. We attend church regular. And my grandkids, we attend church. And none of my kids have been in trouble. None of my kids is on drugs. None of my kids are alcoholics. None of my kids, they don't smoke. But you got to have love for your kids, and you got to have love for your fellow man.
Yeah. One thing I guess we didn't touch on that you just mentioned now is the importance of your church life. Has this been something throughout your time here in Bridgeport?
No, it wasn't nothing throughout my time in Bridgeport. I got into the church, it was the 60s, and we had our church had a singing group, and by me love to work with kids. Uh-huh. I got into there being a supervisor because I love kids, and I started working with the kids in the singing in the choir, and we had a choir going around all over the country.
Right.
And by me being the type of young man that loved to work with kids, I was a male supervisor. And I helped the kids. And then that was my step to get into the church.
So that brought you, you're helping the kids brought you to the church.
That brought me to the church.
And what church is this again?
A Prayer Tabernacle Church of Love on Stratford and Central. And Bishop Kenneth Moles is the bishop. Yeah.
Okay, anything else?
Well, that is nothing else that I could think of, and just like I says, it would be a better world for every one of us if we would learn to love one another. I don't know whether religion got anything to do with this tape, but I'm telling you, the only thing God wants us to do is to love one another. If we would love one another, there would be no problem. The Bible doesn't teach hate. The Bible teaches love. And I love you as my brother. And God bless you.
God bless you.